is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
This is a story I saw earlier on, and when I saw it, I went, really? Is this what people are complaining about? A Dublin pub has refused to remove flags from outside its premises of the four Irish provinces. And of course, as you know, the four Irish provinces are Ulster, Munster, Connacht, and Leinster. The first one I mentioned, Ulster, is one of the provinces of Ireland. And six of the nine counties of Ulster happen to be in Northern Ireland, but the other three of the counties of Ulster happen to be in the Republic. But all nine counties make up the historical province of Ulster. And Ulster has a flag. And the flag is a yellow flag with a red cross, and in the middle of it, the red hand. It's the same as, I think it's Tyrone has the red flag in their flag as well. Anyhow, some idiot decided to complain to Dublin City Council about this flag because they saw it as a loyalist Northern Ireland flag, which it's not. It's the traditional, historical Irish flag. So let's find out a little bit more. The pub in question is Padder Brown's on Clanbrassil Street, a very famous pub in the area. And I'm joined on the line by Aidan. Aidan, tell me yesterday about this phone call that you received from Dublin City Council.
Yeah, so we were walking away here in the pub yesterday, just getting a few things done to get reopened on Monday. So the pub phone rang. A man called Vincent or Vinny from Dublin City Council. And he said, look, we have a few issues we need to sort out before you reopen your pub. And I said, okay. And he says, there's a big Stephen Cluxton cut out at the side of the pub. It's about 8 foot tall. And we put it up in 2015 after Dublin won the All-Ireland. And so he said, you're going to have to take that down by Monday or you'll be issued with a fine. And he said, you'll also have to remove the flags from outside the pub. So the Cluxton one I can understand because pubs are often asked to take down murals and paint and stuff that they don't.
Had you ever had a complaint about the Cluxton cutout before?
No.
No, okay, right.
So that's there. I think it's up there since 2015, 2016.
Right, fair enough. Okay, so that's the one thing. And obviously as a Dublin pub, a proud Dublin supporter and all of that. But okay, well, you can nearly live with that. But then you were also asked to remove the flags. Tell me what flags you have outside the pub.
So there's four flags, which basically the four provinces of Ireland. So Ulster, Leinster, Connacht and Munster. And his words was, you need to remove the northern flags from outside the pub.
The northern flags? Meaning, I assume, the Ulster flag?
Yeah, which I think, them four flags are up since Easter. So basically, they're kind of Dublin flags all year round. And then we change them around Easter time to four provinces flags.
Yeah, which is the same sort of thing, by the way, you see at the four corners of O'Connell Bridge. You'll see the flags of the four provinces, the four historic provinces of Ireland. But he specifically mentioned the northern flag.
Yeah, well, I think I don't know if he was under the assumption that they were all kind of northern flags. See, hanging in the pub as well, we'd often have like the Sturdy Plough flag for James Connolly or the Rising Sun flag, which is also kind of Republican flag as such, you know what I mean? I think that seems to be the issue, that the flags are of
But again, these flags are the, because I've seen the photograph of them, they're the flags of the four provinces of Ireland. The Ulster flag represents the nine counties of Ulster, not just the six counties of Northern Ireland, but the nine counties of Ulster, and is often confused with the Northern Ireland flag, which looks a little bit similar, except one is yellow and one is white. So is it that some people are getting confused? And
I think looking at Facebook, I think some people are mixing it up there a bit. Yeah. I think people are, you know, because the red hand can often be associated with kind of a
a lawyer's background or whatever. Yes, but the fact of the matter is,
Used the red hand as well.
But the fact is that the red hand is used in the historical Ulster flag. It's also used in the Tyrone flag, County Tyrone flag. Yeah. So you think that this is just people getting confused and thinking you're flying a kind of a unionist flag?
Well, I think anyone that knows me knows I wouldn't be flying a unionist flag, or anyone knows the pub.
And knowing your pub as I do, I couldn't imagine you flying a unionist flag either.
But I'm
very interested to see the confusion that some people have. And I was reading some of the comments on your Facebook page, and people saying, no, that's they wouldn't let us fly our flag up there, so... all this sort of stuff, which is just ridiculous, because, like you said, the flag you have flying outside the pub is for Ulster and Leinster and Connacht and Munster.
The flags are the four provinces of Ireland, and that's basically it. You know,
it's a bizarre story.
Counties are.
So where was it left?
Anymore, but sure.
Yeah, but, so where was it left? Have you to get the flags down, particularly the northern one?
Listen, I won't be moving the flags.
Right, good man.
The council have got on to us for years here over silly little things. They give out about noise outside the pub and silly things like that, where we're just a quiet kind of pub up here. We're not like the pubs down the city centre with hundreds of people drinking outside and running amok or up on Camden Street or down on Harcourt Street. We're just a quiet little pub here.
Okay, so the flags are staying, the Ulster flag is staying, just like it is flying over O'Connell Bridge today, by the way,
The flags are staying, and I think I'll leave Stephen up there as well and see what happens.
And see what happens.
If they issue me a fine or whatever they do, I'll probably challenge that as well, because I've had TDs on to me this morning. And a number of Dublin City Council have said they'll all back me up on this.
All right, good man. Well, in talking of the pub and talking of reopening, I know you're in there now getting things set. How are things going for getting the place reopened?
Quite difficult, really, because we were issued the guidelines, a 22-page thing, and it's basically a load of rubbish. And pubs are putting up dividers and screens and stuff, which... it's not really necessary as such. It doesn't, but you know, some pubs are spending a lot of money on it, some pubs aren't. So I just think it'll be, come Monday, it's going to be a right mess. And
okay, so what will the experience be like in Paddy Brown's on Monday?
Well, we have music on here with John Henshaw and Chris Carney from Six. A lot of pubs and restaurants are under the impression you're not allowed to have live music, but there's nothing in the guidelines about live music either. But we're taking bookings, and we're fully booked out for the first week. And we can get about 35, 36 people in with the social distancing guidelines.
Okay, so it's going to be difficult and very different.
Well, we can get, on a busy day here, we often had, say, 150 inside and then probably maybe 10, 20 outside smoking or drinking in the beer garden. So we'll be operating not even a third of what we can do. So, yeah, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a big uphill battle for these first few months, I suppose.
All right, but look, I wish you the very best, Aidan, from Patters Brown on Clanbrassil Street, proudly flying the four flags of the four provinces of Ireland outside the pub, one of which is the flag of Ulster, the entire nine counties of Ulster. Anyway,
I'm sure some of your listeners might be a bit more about the history of the Red Hand, but it's on the Tyrone flag, it's on the Ulster flag, and loyalists tend to use it as well on flags.
But it still is a historical flag of Ulster as a province. All right, Aidan, I wish you the very best of luck with the reopening on Monday, and thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
Thanks, Aidan.
And that is Aidan from Paddy Brown's on Clanbrassil Street. Mikey, listening to that story, couldn't believe what he was hearing.
If I was a man, Adrian, I'd point blank refuse to take it down. Full stop. You go to a lot of pubs all over Dublin. When the Six Nations start, they have all Six Nations flags up on it, which obviously includes the English flag. I would point blank refuse to take it down. It's part of Irish heritage, and it's part of our history.
All right, there you go. Thank you very much indeed, Mikey. And a lot of people, those who complained about the flags are idiots. Probably the same people who are calling for a 32-county United Ireland. Yeah, you're probably right, Connor, and don't even realise that the flag that somebody complained about to Dublin City Council is actually an historical flag of the whole nine counties of Ulster.
The sound of the city. 98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.